Test 68, Section 2, Question 14. This one is basically a question that's asking for what would help or hurt the most. We've got to figure out what would give us the most traction relative to the argument. And what we have is that we know city licensing records show that there are more Cocker Spaniels registered to addresses in Flynn Heights neighborhoods than addresses in all other neighborhoods combined. So more Cocker Spaniels registered in Flynn Heights than everywhere else combined. So, and here we get the conclusion, if an animal control officer finds a stray Cocker Spaniel anywhere near Flynn Heights, it is likely that the dog belongs to someone in Flynn Heights. So if they find a stray Cocker Spaniel anywhere near Flynn Heights, probably a Flynn Heights person. Now, when we look at that argument, the big question that we come across is that we are wondering, do we know whether it's more likely? We do know that there are more registered to addresses in the Flynn Heights neighborhood than all other neighborhoods. And so that does support the idea that it's probably someone in the Flynn Heights neighborhood. But then we also have the potential problem of, well, what about non-registered dogs? Because what if there's just a lot of non-registered Cocker Spaniels everywhere else? So that's one of our issues. So we want to know what would help. So A, whether Cocker Spaniels are more likely than dogs of other breeds to stray from their owners, we don't really care about other breeds of dog. Whether there are more Cocker Spaniels registered to addresses in Flynn Heights than any other breed of dog, we still don't care about other breeds of dog. For the purpose of the question, I'm sure they're all lovely. C, whether the city's animal control officers find more stray dogs in and around Flynn Heights than any other part of the city. We don't really care what the number of stray dogs, it's just if they find a stray Cocker Spaniel. Whether the number of pets owned per capita is greater for residents of Flynn Heights than any other neighborhood. We don't care about the number of pets per capita, so we're hoping E is good. Whether residents of Flynn Heights are more likely to license their dogs than residents of other neighborhoods wasn't what I was for sure looking for, but if they are more likely to register their dogs, then that would come into play, because if they're not more likely to register their dogs, then that means everybody's about equally likely to register their dogs, and therefore it would say it's likely. But if they're 10 times more likely to register their dogs, it could be there's a lot of Cocker Spaniels from other areas, and we just don't have them registered. And so therefore, E is our correct response. It's not great, but it definitely beats the other four.